Hello, listeners. My name is John, and welcome to the 3D Printing Podcast. Today, I'm discussing the pros and cons of two popular 3D printing methods for creating miniatures, resin printing and FDM printing. Now, as an avid miniature collector myself, I'm always on the lookout for the best way to print high-quality display pieces for my collection. Both resin and FDM have their merits, so it's important to know what each method is suited for. Let's start with resin printing, also known as SLA or DLP. The liquid resin used hardens layer by layer with UV light, and this allows for incredible detail that just blows FDM out of the water. We're talking faces with individually etched facial hairs and armor with intricately wrinkled textures. It's almost like looking at the real thing. However, the liquid resin can be messy to work with, and the prints are more brittle. You'll also need to invest in a pricey resin printer. On the other hand, FDM printing uses melted plastic filament that is cheaper and yields stronger prints. FDM machines also have a larger build size, so you can print bigger models or batches of minis together to save time. But the layers are more visible, and you won't get that glossy resin quality. FDM mini faces just won't look as lifelike. You may spend hours sanding to improve the surface. Both methods require post-processing, but washing resin prints can be riskier due to the toxic chemicals involved. FDM support removal, while safer, is also tedious work. So in conclusion, for those intricate close-up details, resin is king. But if you want functional game pieces or cost is a concern, FDM gets the job done respectably with less fuss. Whichever you choose, happy printing. Thanks for listening, everyone. Let me know if you found this discussion on resin versus FDM printing for miniatures interesting or helpful. Feel free to leave a comment on the website with any other 3D printing topics you'd like me to cover. Until next time.